you can listen to this later on. So I'm Dr. Toni, and most of my life, I think if I want to describe the thing that I am most passionate about, is helping people discover hidden beliefs and then being able to find a way to free themselves from those beliefs. I also really believe that we can do lots of processes to change beliefs, but belief changing is really an act of grace. And I know, and I see some of the names on the list tonight, and I know we have a couple of people here who have been to India with me and to Fiji and who do something called the Oneness Blessing. And the Oneness Blessing is just a generic, I'm going to say generic, it's not a faith-based, so it's not attached to any religion, but it is an opportunity to experience the divine's presence and to experience the grace of the divine. So my intention tonight as we begin this is that we be open to receiving that grace, whatever it is that's here for each of us, that we be open to receive it. So I'm going to ask any of the Oneness Blessing givers for just like a very brief two, 3 seconds to send the Oneness Blessing to this group. And so I thank you. And as we begin tonight, as you know, is my gift to everyone because I had the profound privilege of studying with Marcia Sutton and Lloyd Strom, who were the creators of this process. And I love giving this gift away. And I also have had the privilege of meeting a number of people who teach different processes for changing beliefs. So I got this idea about having a seminar where we could learn many different techniques, because sometimes one works better than another at a different time, and so we have a 7-week program that's following this seminar, and if you're interested in that program, there's a link on the webinar that you can click on, and I will send some information about it tomorrow, and I really want you to experience these are processes. It's going to be different from other teleseminars. It's not someone just talking at you. It's someone leading you through a process of change, experiences. And they're all people I know, and I think you'll find the process is very powerful. And so you can sign up for that seminar, and if you do it in the next 24 hours, I'm going to give a reduced discount on buying the audios as well. But tonight is an opportunity to look deeply, and I'm going to suggest to you that what I'm about to teach presupposes some very strong beliefs. And those beliefs say that I recognize not just the law of attraction, that I know that whatever I think about, whatever I put out and project, I bring back to me. Many people today know that principle and believe that principle and either work it or wonder why it's not working, but it always works. And what I want to suggest tonight is that no matter what is happening in your life, whoever shows up, the circumstances, the situations, what's happening is that every one of those experiences, every one of those people are happening by cause because it is something that in your mind, in usually your subconscious mind, you're calling forth into your life. And that's for all the wonderful things as well as the things that we may not label so wonderful. And I know I talk to a lot of people who say to me, I don't like that thought. Don't tell me that when I was raped at the age of 3 that that was something that I caused. And without going into a lot of detail about that belief, I'm going to ask you tonight to pretend that it's true. And then I'm going to ask you during the week that follows to also pretend it's true if you don't already accept and believe it. And see what happens. I have a wonderful teacher who always says, you'll only know if the pear is sweet if you taste it. So you'll only know the fruits of this belief if you put it on. And so we presuppose that belief in what we're about to do tonight. And what I'd like to do is before we actually begin the process, and the process is going to be like a mini meditation, and I will stop every now and then and ask if there are any comments or questions, and just to make sure that you're with me. And you can let me know that. I'll tell you when we go to stop how you do that. And what I want us to be able to do is just to go into a deep reflective place and allow whatever shows up to be the thing that wants to be healed tonight. And trust the process that what shows up is ready to be transformed and changed in your life. So let's take a moment to go over the worksheet. And hopefully, if you're on the webinar, you'll be able to just click on the sheet and get that handout if you haven't already, or if you've gone to the midlifemakeover.com/fear2faith.htm with fear and faith capitalized, and you can print out that sheet. There are several things on, it's a picture, and it's a picture, at the top of the page is a cloud, and underneath the cloud is the word faith. And I just want you to notice for now that there are numbers. In the cloud, there's a number 3. Under the word faith, on the left-hand side, you'll see a small number 6. On the right-hand side, a number 5. And then keep going down the page, a 2. And then a 4 on the right-hand side. And then the left-hand side, both 7 and 8. And on the right-hand side, a 1. I'm going to take a moment and just to see if there is any confusion about that. If you are on the webinar, you can post a question. And if you are on the phone, you can unmute yourself with a *7. Are there any questions? Everybody has the sheet? Looks like I don't see any questions. Anybody need to unmute? Somebody unmute and just tell me that you're out there, just so I know the people are with me.
It's Mayla from West Boston, just letting you know I am here.
Okay, great. So it can be heard. There's just no questions. That's wonderful. So then let's begin the process. And I just invite you to get comfortable wherever you are and start feeling the support of your chair. Become very aware of where you're sitting right now and start bringing your awareness to your breathing. And notice as you watch your breath that it starts to become deeper and fuller and more balanced. And the breath is the eternal cycle of reception and release within our physical bodies, and it's the eternal activity of God within us. And with every breath, we now become more aware and more conscious of the indwelling presence of God, which I'm going to call your higher wisdom self. And let your breath serve as a pathway to your heart. Allow your awareness to move into your heart, for here you'll begin to see with the eyes of the heart, which is the eyes of wisdom and the eyes of love. And now, in the silence of your heart, ask your higher wisdom self to guide you through this process. Ask to have revealed to you everything that you need to know for your highest good and healing, right here and right now. And now, if you have the handout, use the sheet. If not, you can just write the number 1 and on the sheet, it's under on the right-hand side, the lower right-hand, where it says oldness. And it says the current situation or condition is. And I'd like to, whatever is up for you tonight, some situation in your life that you would like to see different. Write just a sentence or two or even just a phrase so that if you looked at this paper a week or two or a month from now, you'd remember what that was. Something you'd like to heal. And with one or two words, just describe the feeling, how you feel about that condition. And when you're done, you can just write today's date in the lower left-hand corner of box one. And now I want to bring your attention to box number two. Box number two is on the top of the page, under the word faith on the left-hand side. Under the word hope on the left-hand side. There's a box that says, what I hope will happen. So in this box, I invite you to write down what you hope would happen as the ultimate outcome of the condition that you described in box number one. And usually when we hope for something, we don't really believe it. But what do you hope will happen? And now I invite you to take a moment and close your eyes and go within and bring your awareness to your breathing and allow yourself to relax completely into the presence of the divinity that is within you. As you enter into an expanded awareness of your inner self, use the power of your mind to imagine that what you hope will happen has already happened. So notice where you are, who you're with, what you're doing, and how you're feeling about the situation. And let your higher wisdom self magnify the feelings until it becomes completely real for you. And in this felt reality, see if you can identify one quality that seems to be most in expression. Qualities are love, peace, wisdom, beauty, joy, wholeness, order, unity, abundance. What quality, and I would call that a quality of God, the qualities that we inherit. Simply identify one single word that best describes the quality. And if you're having any difficulty, just ask your highest wisdom self to reveal it to you. Or you could open your eyes and look at the top of the sheet. There's a list of qualities, and I'm going to ask you to write it in a little cloud, which says, the word of God on which I'm building my faith is, and put it next to the number three. And now we come to the challenging part of the process, because we have to face our fears. Simply so we can explain why they are not so. And we're going to use the energy of the Word of God to provide a light that dispels darkness around fear. So now go to box four, which is in the middle of the worksheet on the right-hand side under the word fear. And I'm going to take one moment again and look at any questions that anybody may have. If you have any comments or questions, need help with this, let me know. Or if you're on the phone, you want to unmute, you can press star 7. And welcome to those who just joined us. And you can join us right here in the middle. So now we're in box 4, in the middle of the worksheet on the right-hand side under the word fear. and see if you can connect with the fear around the condition that you wrote about at the beginning of this process. See if you can identify what you fear might happen as the ultimate outcome of the situation. A common fear might be that the situation will never change. Another one is that it could become worse. What is it that you fear would happen? Take a moment and close your eyes and go within. And bring your awareness to your breathing and allow yourself to relax completely into the presence of the divinity that's within you. As you enter into the expanded awareness of your inner self, use the power of your mind to imagine that what you fear might happen is actually happening. Don't worry, I won't keep you here. So remember, your feelings can't hurt, and we are in the presence of the divine right now. Feel the fear. Notice where you are, who you're with, what you're doing. Notice how you're feeling. And now let your higher wisdom self magnify the feeling of this experience so it becomes completely real for you. And in the felt reality of this experience, see if you can identify one single, what we're calling a word of error, that best describes the fear that you're feeling. And that word could be something like poverty, disease, rejection, abandonment. It could even be death. There are a list of words next to the number 5, but you can choose any word that brings up that feeling of fear. If you hear the word, that feeling comes right with it. And once again, if you're having difficulty identifying the word, ask your higher wisdom self to reveal it to you. So once you know what your word of error is, make sure you open your eyes and write it on line 5. And line 5 is on the top of the page on the right-hand side under the word faith. It says, the word of error that I have falsely believed in is. And once again, before I go on, I want to make sure there are no questions or comments. If you're on the phone, star 7, and if you're on, I found somebody just says, I found it, but they didn't tell me. Okay. Any other questions?
On three.
On 3?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I missed what to put.
Oh, what to put on 3, but 3 is the word that you chose, whether it was abundance or balance or beauty. In the cloud, you put that word. Freedom, joy, love, peace, whatever that word would be that would help you get through to the hope. That help?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, then we can move on. And thank you, Deborah, for telling me you're out here, because when you're sitting on the phone, you don't know if you're alone here. So now, once you know what your word of error is and you've written it down, I'm going to take a moment and do actually a process that's not part of this page, but that I believe will really help with this. And what we're looking at is, where did this come from? So I'm going to invite you once again to just become very aware of your higher wisdom self, the presence of God and the divine in whatever way that you see that. And let your breath serve as a pathway to your heart. And allow your awareness to move right into your heart so that you can see with that eye of wisdom and truly with love. And ask your higher wisdom self to guide you here. Ask your higher wisdom self to scroll back into time and to draw up into your awareness one of your very first or most formative experiences with the word you just wrote down, which we're calling the word of error, whether it was poverty, disease, death, abandonment, any of those words. Ask your higher wisdom self to bring you an experience in memory, and the earlier the better, something that occurred in your early life. And it could be positive or what we'd call negative. Either way, it created deeply held beliefs that you're operating out of in your life today. Look around and notice what's happening. Notice where you are, who you're with, what you're doing, how you're feeling. You can especially notice how old you are if you know. It might even be preverbal. And now let your higher wisdom self magnify the feelings of this experience so they become completely real for you. And ask your higher wisdom self to show you what you came to believe about that word of error as a result of what you felt in that experience. Out of that experience, what did you come to believe about yourself and your relationship to that word? And I would love it if someone would unmute and let me know the words that may be coming up, any kind of words that come up so that other people might hear and it might help them discover what theirs is. If you want to write it in the question and answer, I can read it out. What did you come to believe? I may come to believe that it is not safe to love. Someone might have come to believe that people leave. Some people come to believe that you're frail. Some people come to believe that you are never going to be able to accomplish what you want. What is it that you came to believe? And now ask your higher wisdom self to bring you forward into the present time and show you how that deeply held belief is being expressed in your life even today. Observe the things that are happening in your current life experience that express that same belief that you created long ago. Can you see the same feelings and emotional reactions being played out in your life even today? Now, in this present moment, allow your higher wisdom self to reveal to you a greater truth that will set you free from the limiting beliefs that you've held in the past. What is that greatest truth that will set you free today? ask your higher wisdom self to show you some place in your life today where that truth is already being expressed. And remember to give thanks. Give thanks to your higher wisdom self for the guidance, direction, and the protection that we've had through this process so far. Give thanks for the wisdom that's being expressed and revealed to you right now. And once again, I'm going to take a slight pause and see if there are any comments, questions, anybody have anything that they need support with. Either write the question if you're on the webinar or *7 if you'd like to talk on the phone. Somebody write me a question just so I know that we're still here. I do know it. So now let's go back to our sheet. If there's no more questions, nothing that everybody's clear, we'll go back to the Fear to Faith sheet. And this time we're going to line 6, which is the uppermost left-hand corner where it says the word of resistance. And let me explain the word of resistance. So take a moment again and go within. And now remember back to the last time, maybe this morning, maybe yesterday, maybe last week, that you experienced fear about that same word of error. Remember, the word of error is the experience that you first wrote about as fear. When was the last time that you experienced that? And ask your higher wisdom self to draw into your awareness an image that best represents what you normally do in reaction to experiencing that word of error. So if, for example, your experience is one of lack and limitation, lots of people in reaction to lack go spend more money. There are people who, when they're feeling that they're lonely, they actually withdraw. Some people's reaction is to begin to control. People have all kinds of reactions. Many people run and hide or run away. What's your reaction when you do that? Some people go to drugs. Some people do all kinds of things to harm themselves. Or some people get angry. Some people simply worry. What is your reaction when that word of error, that fear, shows up in your life? Notice what you do. Notice where you are and what you're doing. And now we're going to ask your higher wisdom self to provide you with a single word that best captures the essence of what you usually do to keep that word of error from happening. See, we believe in it, but we resist. Again, it can be an outer behavior, such as control, or it could be an inner behavior, such as worry or doubting yourself. Allow your higher wisdom self to reveal this word for you. And once you know it, put it on line 6 next to that little clenched fist. And now the most effective way, let me just stop one more second. Any questions, or is there anyone who wants to on the phone? *7. Somebody said many words are coming up, things like sadness, overwhelm, aloneness, rejection. Just choose one, and as I tell you how to work with this process, it'll get even clearer which word is the right one. So just any one of those words. And the person who has a dislike of competition. So competition might be your word of error. And if your word of error is competition, what do you do? Do you fight it? Do you withdraw from it? How do you handle that? You know, so the greater truth is, I'm sorry, I'm now getting questions that I didn't see before. Thanks for your patience with me. And, okay. And someone says, what if we can't articulate it? We'll just choose a word right now and it'll work. Love and money cannot exist in the same space. I used to have that belief. That can be changed. So now we have the word six, the word of error. The most effective way to bring newness into our life is by releasing what's old, what no longer serves us. So we can do this by engaging in the healing power of forgiveness. And forgiveness is really accepting the love of God. And furthermore, when we're willing to express that love, we can start to accept that love in our life. So when we forgive others, we're really forgiving ourselves. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes again and go within. Bring your awareness to your breathing and allow yourself to surrender completely into the presence of the divinity that's so present here with us right now and is right there within you. And now allow your higher wisdom self to draw into your awareness the image, the name, or the felt presence of someone or something in your life that you need to forgive in order to manifest that word that you put in the cloud. What would it take? Who would you need to forgive in order to really manifest more love, more order, more joy? And remember, that word is already within you. It could be a friend, it could be a family member that you're harboring a hidden resentment towards, or it might be an acquaintance, it could be a public figure whose presence you just can't stand. Or maybe it's an organization or an institution that you just deplore. So let your higher wisdom self reveal to you the name of who you must forgive. Once you know the name, open your eyes and write the name on the blanks of what is called the love prayer. That's under the word newness. And it's simply asking you to put that person or group or organization's name in both of those lines. And that person is someone we can now say, I accept you, I bless you. Once you finish writing for the names on the line, close your eyes, go within, and let your higher wisdom self magnify the feelings so it becomes completely real. And begin to practice that love prayer. You can do it silently. On the inhale, say, I accept you, whatever the person's name is. I might suggest, if nobody's coming to your mind, try your parents. We always start there. I accept you. And then on the exhale, I bless you. And make sure you personalize that prayer and use the name. And do that a couple of times. On the inhale, I accept you. On the exhale, I bless you. And now the final step of this process really can't be completed at this time because we don't know what the final outcome will be. It could look like what you hope would happen, but I'm going to suggest it's probably going to even be better. And at some point, if you have this paper handy, you may want to fill that paper in to look at the conclusion. I have a whole notebook of papers like this and watch what used to be and what is now. And now I want to teach you how to use this and give you some homework about how to make this process really take hold. Look at the bottom of the page. Actually, I printed it out. It came out on two sheets of paper. So we're looking at the part that says the releasing prayer. And now that I know how to work this system, I'm going to refresh my page and see if there are any more questions and ask if any callers want to give a question, *7. Is there anyone who needs some support or help right now? Okay. If not, then I want to teach you the releasing prayer. And this is the most fun part. You put a word on *5. And if you look at the top of your page, *5 is on the right-hand side. *6 is on the left-hand side. So you're going to take the answer you put down in *5 and put it on the first line. And the answer you put on *6 on the second line. And on the last line, you're going to put the word of God that you put in the cloud. And now I want to teach you how to use this prayer. Somebody said my handout doesn't have a second line. It should say, I release my belief in, I release my need to. I am grateful God is, and it's the word of God that goes there. And someone asked, can forgiveness be towards yourself? Absolutely. Is punishing a word of resistance? Absolutely, yes. So I release my belief. Is punishing, I wonder if Cindy could let me know, is punishing the word of resistance? So is what you do to yourself is punishing. So we're going to find that I'm going to have a few of you share this, and when you share them, you're going to find we all have so much of this stuff in common. You know, we come up with different words at different times, but we'll find a lot of the things we have in common. So is there anyone who's willing to share their three words so that I can then teach you how to do the releasing prayer?
I'll be willing to.
Thank you. Okay, who's?
My name is Pat.
Okay, Pat, thanks.
Yes, and thank you for, I have dial-up, so when I printed this off, it ended at *5, so thank you.
Oh, no problem, okay.
Okay.
So what are your words, Pat?
I release my belief in rejection. I release my need to control. I am grateful God is joyful.
So God is the joy that I am.
It is a joy.
Okay, here's how we're going to do this, and we want to get our bodies involved. And what we happen, we're looking to embody a new belief. And in order to embody the belief, you literally want to bring it into your being. So we're going to do this. Put your hands, both hands, on your heart in the center of your chest. And we're all going to do this with Pat, and we're going to support her in this. Take your left hand and swing it out to the left as you say, I release my belief in rejection. Go ahead.
I release my belief in rejection.
Right hand. I release my need to control.
I release my need to control.
Hands straight up. I am grateful.
I am grateful.
And hands now back to your heart. God is the joy I am.
God is the joy I am.
All right, I'm going to see if I can figure out how to unmute everyone because I want to hear everybody say that. So let me try this. Are you here on the phone?
Yes.
Everybody? No, I didn't do it. Okay. Let's try that. Everybody there on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody join with Pat. I release my belief in rejection. I release my need to control. I am grateful. God is the joy that I am. Thank you. Now, I'm going to recommend, we're going to do this for a couple of people, and then I'm going to ask for anybody who wants to share what this process has been. But the suggestion, and this is a very strong suggestion, we got a couple of words here. Great. We can do a few more. But the suggestion is going to be to do this prayer 70 times a day. That's 70 times a day for 7 days. And when I say 70, I don't mean 3 in the morning, 3 in the middle of the day. I mean 70 all at once with as much feeling as you can muster. And allow yourself to feel and to remember all the times and all the ways that those words have been active in your life. And then when you come to the part of raising your hands, feel the goodness of those, that quality coming in. And so it becomes a very active, you might want to do this in the quiet somewhere. I sometimes, well, not while you're driving because you can't move your hands very easily, but I do it in the hot tub sometimes when nobody's around and I can yell. So you want your emotion to be as strong as powerful and powerful as possible. We're going to support a couple of people right now, and I'm going to do the prayer with them. Sherry, lack, worry, and peace. So I release my belief in lack. The hand, the left hand goes out to the left. Everybody do it with her. I release my belief in lack. Right hand go out. I release my need to worry. Hands up in the air. God is, I am grateful. And then hands on the heart. God is the peace I am. Here's another one. I release my belief in shame. Left hand. I release my need to avoid. Right hand. Hands up. I am grateful. To the heart. God is the peace I am. We have a lot of poverty and worry here. I release my belief in poverty. I release my need to worry. I am grateful. God is the abundance I am. Rejection, procrastination, and abundance. I release my belief in rejection. I release my need to procrastinate. I am grateful. God is the abundance I am. Rejection, withdrawal, fullness. I release my belief in rejection. I release my need to withdraw. I am grateful. God is the wholeness that I am. Just going to take a pause. So take your own prayer right now, and everybody do your own prayer 3 times. And now I'm going to see, is there anyone on the phone line who'd be willing to share what this experience has been for them, or anyone who has a question? But I would love to have some sharing on what this experience has been. Star 7.
I have a question.
Okay.
My question is about truly receiving it in your heart. Is that part of the practice?
And the practice helps you do that. And I'm going to warn you, when you do this practice, usually the first few days of doing the practice, it's like all hell shows up. It's like, oh, my God, do I ever see that in my life? Oh, my God, I saw it yesterday. Oh, I saw it last week. Oh, God, I remember when I was 7. I remember when I was 12. Some people have dreams, and it reminds them of it. And so for a couple of days, I'll warn you, it may not be comfortable. And then you will start to see some amazingly powerful change. I can think of one time in my life where I think I wrote in one of the emails about the criticism. It was criticism. It was a big one for me. And there was someone who loved me dearly who was constantly criticizing me. And it was interesting. And he was doing it publicly. And when I started doing this, it really was all hell broke loose. He was calling people. He was saying things. It was a very uncomfortable situation, and I had no idea what it was about. And about midway through the week, he literally called me and said, I need to apologize to you. I misunderstood something, and I have been bad-mouthing you. And it was such a gift because it brought up for me all the times in my life. And when I go back, it brought up my father telling me when I was 7 years old and bringing home a 98, why isn't it 100? I mean, so it was like constant criticism, and I could have given you list after list of the ways I had been criticized in my life. And I have to tell you, that doesn't happen anymore, like ever. It's amazing the change that happens when we really allow ourselves to feel the feelings of what look like negative, and to get really clear that that's just a fear that we have, and that's not the truth. So we come to know the truth, and I promise you, and if it doesn't completely change by the end of the week, do it for 2 weeks. Some of them I've done more than once, and some of them I like to think of are like octopuses. So you get one part of the tentacle, and then another piece shows up. And for the people who had trouble with the words, just put some of the words in, and when you're doing it, new words may show up. Try not to change the words too often, but sometimes, like you'll say poverty, and poverty is not really the word that gets to your gut, but absolute depravity might be it, or absolute limitation or lack. And so when you're saying one word, you'll get that another word is going to be stronger for you, and you can use that word and see what happens. So somebody said, somebody wants to change God is, you can change that if that's not comfortable. Joy is the belief that I am, however you want to say that. I like to use the God word, the good word, however you want to do that, whatever will work for you. But you know what, if it doesn't bother you that much, go with the flow, try it. So somebody else said, I could use the same word as everybody else used. Thank you, we're not alone. So there are just so many of these that, and you can see why you can do this. I used to do it once a month. You don't want to do it every single day of your life, but once a month, I came up with another belief, and I would do the sphere to faith process, and I could actually monitor the change that was taking place in my life. And it's time for me to do it more again, which is why I brought it up for you, so that I could get to do this. So thank you. Thank you for being present. So is there anyone else who would like to? Thank you for all the people writing wonderful things on the webinar. I'm getting a lot of people who are finding this extremely supportive. So is anyone else that Someone came in at number 5, and so, Michelle, we have email me, and I'll send you some of the dialogue. Actually, one of the dialogues, somebody says, why do we have to do this 70 times in a row? Is there something in that number? And why did you say for 7 days? So I think it's scriptural. When we were told to forgive 70 times 7, there's something in the number 7 that is a mystical number. And when you do 70 times, you're going to get so sick of hearing yourself say that you have this fear and belief. And you're going to feel it more deeply. Some of us need more time to get through from our head to our heart. You know, we can say, I release my belief in limitation, but we don't get it. But on the 35th time of, oh, my God, I'm releasing limitation, you'll start feeling it and you'll start convincing your subconscious mind as well. This is another way of doing something like affirmations. But I have a true belief that anything we fully experience, we can release. And until we fully experience it, and so one of the ways of fully experiences it, it just seems to take 7 days. Again, I didn't make up this process. I just use it and love it. And anybody who wants the script to it, one of the things that you can do is you can buy my book. I hadn't thought of that. There's in the back of a book, What You Really Want Wants You. And you could get that on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Really Wants You. What You Really Want Wants You. And the last chapter of the book actually gives you the script that I just read or something like it. I kind of change it as I do it. But and it'll have the pictures in there and things that you can use over and over again. I've also been asked by a number of people if I'm going to do any kind of follow-up with this. And right now I have no plan to, because we have 7 other people coming on board shortly to do different processes. But if you email me and if there's a desire, either one-on-one or as a group, we might be able to do it. But we have about 10 more minutes. I would love to hear from any of you who, especially on the phone, who can speak to all of us. But anyone who would like to you know, share what this experience has been for, let us know. Anyone? Let's see if we can get from a question and answer. Anybody want to share on that? I've never done this on a phone call with this many people before. I usually do this with small groups, and everybody jumps up and wants to share their stuff. So it's kind of fun. Could you please send the worksheet as a PDF? I'm not sure I know how to do that. I will work on it and see if I can. It took me a week to get the PDF to work, so the technical skills are not my best. I will see what I can do. But you could, let's see, if you print it as the web page, doesn't it just come out on a sheet of paper that you can then print? That's how I did it. Any other questions or comments? I'll give you one more minute, and then I will say a bunch of things that I would like to for closing.
I'm Tony.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Hi. Thank you very much for doing this for us today. And I have, you know, a question that sounds kind of similar. It seems pretty similar to, like, in terms of the repetition of the prayer, or not the prayer, but the meditation, we're supposed to say, the releasing.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like the St. Jude's Novena.
Of what? It sounds like...
It seems kind of like the St. Jude... Is it the St. Jude Novena, where you have to pray like 9 times a day or 8 days in a row?
Yeah. You're bringing back my old past. Well, well, you know what? There's something in repetition. I think that that's part of why some of this stuff works. It's about, you know, when people teach you affirmations, and I'm not a really big proponent of affirmations, to be honest with you, because I think sometimes when we are simply trying to say positive things, but we're not facing the real negatives, then we really kind of just, excuse me, but we're putting whipped cream on shit is the way I would describe it. And
I
so,
remember you saying that. I heard you say it on Heather Pickens thing.
Okay. It is one of my favorite lines because I think that so many, and it could work. It's like if you have a glass filled with water and it's got ink in it and it's all dark, mm-hmm. if you keep putting drops of water in, eventually it'll clear it. But eventually is a long time. To me, this process is one of the quickest processes I've ever seen for changing beliefs because it really gets to the core of allowing yourself to feel the pain. And I don't like feeling pain either, but I love the end result. And so you feel it for a while, and what comes up is amazing. I mean, I've been doing this process myself this past week, and trust me, lots of stuff has come up. And it's been really glorious because as it comes up, I know that, remember the prayer we did, if it's here right now, it's here to be healed. I think that's exciting. So if something showed up for you tonight, it's time to let it go. And, you know, if there's challenge with this process, I'm going to tell you that there is a lot of the next 7 weeks will be extremely powerful because we have a lot of different personalities and a lot of different techniques that we'll be using. Next week, I am bringing on Peggy McCall, and I don't know how many of you know Peggy, but first of all, somebody's asking me, do you use your hands 70 times? Yep. Yeah, do it in your body. Feel it. You can dance it. And so yes, use your hands. The love prayer, you can do that as well, but I'm talking about the releasing prayers 70 times. So when somebody's asking what goes on line number 8, I don't remember. Let me look at this. Line number 8 is, oh, that's the date by which you feel total release from this. So that's when everything is new. That's what we want to do. So next week, so for those who are going to join us on the webinar, you have an opportunity just to click right through to the page that describes all 7 weeks. But next week, Peggy McCall happens to be one of my dearest friends and mentor. She taught me how to make my book a bestseller, and we have become really close ever since. And Peggy has had me do a process where you, what she calls life scripting. I will send you a copy, I actually made mine into a movie. I was learning how to do videos. So she will be teaching us the life scripting process. And the life scripting process brings up like, oh, my God, what do I want? And why am I stopping myself? So when we get really clear on what we want, we also get very clear on what's causing us not to have it. And so that's where we'll be focused next week. The weeks after, well, you can read all the different things that are focused each week after that. I really want to encourage you to continue to do this process. You have my email. You've gotten emails from me, so feel free to write if you have any questions or comments that you'd like some help and support with. And with that, I think we want to say, you know, I'm very grateful for all of you who showed up tonight from all around the world. And to my friends from Fiji especially, thank you for being here. That was exciting to see you. And to the people in Australia and the people everywhere here, it's been good. Is there any more? We'll do one more opportunity for questions, and then I'll do a closing prayer. Somebody said they got very emotional through this process and felt they had a breakthrough. Something major that I say I want is not happening. I think I'm holding on to resistance, and the reason now is more clear. Thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. It will change my life and my future. Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. So now let us just go within one more time and recognize that we are in the presence of love, that there is a presence, there is a power in this universe that I choose to call God, that I choose to call good. And I know at this very moment that that presence is moving and animating everything that exists and is moving and animating my life in particular. I know that I, Tony, am one with that presence, one with that power, and therefore I am one with the gifts of abundance, beauty, balance, power, joy, peace, freedom. All of these are the attributes that I hold as mine. And as I know that truth for myself, I know that for each and every person who has been with us on this webinar and been with us on the phone this night, I know that right here and right now, we are open to the grace of God pouring through our hearts. We are open and completely ready to release the belief that has held us back from the thing that we are longing to experience. I am so grateful that this is a process that absolutely works. I am so grateful for knowing that all of us will have the discipline and the courage to face the fear and to really allow ourselves to release it, not only tonight, but as the weeks and days come by ahead of us. I am grateful that there is such a gift in life as faith. I am so grateful even for the things that have been my fears that have brought me to this moment. I'm grateful for each and every person and the presence that has been here this night. I let my word be released into the law of the universe that tells us that life is done to us as we believe. And I do believe. And so it is. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Tony.
Good night. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Thank you.
Good night, Tony.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.